Hello and welcome to Hustle, a new podcast providing industry advice for women in music. Are you passionate about music and want to stop the hustle and make your dreams a reality? Then this is the podcast for you. Not only do I interview other female artists, but labels, promoters, collectives and everything in between. I also dive into the nitty-gritty business and marketing side. You can expect positive energy, motivation, a lot of laughs, and of course, inspiring guests. Hosted by myself, Eliza, the founder of Good Vibes Only Music, I'm a full-time DJ and entrepreneur. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Peace, love, and good vibes always. Okay, so today on the podcast, we're going to be speaking to Emma Clare. She is a DJ, producer, promoter, and radio show host from Manchester. Emma's sound encompasses the best bits from eras gone by. Swing and jazz samples are joined together with driving percussion, pumping bass lines, and modern synths. Emma's an artist who loves to push boundaries, and her DJ sets and own productions do exactly this. Drawing her love of other styles of music, she creates genre-defined tracks that cleverly cross over from electro swing into house music and beyond. Emma, thank you so much for coming.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
Oh no, it's been it's great to actually chat to you. We've been on and off Facebook friends and DJ friends for quite a long time, but it's thank you so much for getting involved in the podcast.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, as you say, we've been kind of like chatting online, so it's nice to finally join those dots together and catch up virtually. I was going to say in person, but it's kind of as in person as we can get at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to kind of do some form of electro swing gig and get you out here, but that's just not going to happen at the moment.
No.
2021, who knows where that will take us.
Exactly. Here's to hoping.
So cool. So tell us, electro swing, how did you get into electro swing?
Yeah, so obviously electro swing is like, it's still fairly niche and like there are a lot of people that don't know about it. So I first discovered the genre back in 2013. So there's a club in Leeds called the Beaverworks, and there was a DJ playing called Wolfie Razzmatazz, and my friend Alana Dange was like, oh my gosh, you've got to hear this music, it's like super cool. And I heard the set, and there's a track called The Cat Came Back by Luca Lento, and that track, it's just like super high energy, so much fun, and I just kind of fell in love with the sound. And it just kind of went from there, really.
That's amazing, because I mean, electro swing is very niche. It gets a lot of bad press.
Yeah, it does. It's one of those things that I guess it could be best described as Marmite. You either love it or you hate it. So
I think people put electro swing into the same bracket as tech house. They're like, well, oh, you know, tech house or electro swing. And I'm like, whoa, there, rewind.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting one, branding it as the same as tech house. Yeah, that's an interesting one. I've not heard that one before. But
yes. Yeah. I think electro swing is so user friendly. Like, it's got a little bit for it's toe tapping, it's head nodding, it's for every type of age group.
Exactly. It's very accessible. I think you hit the nail on the head there, that, you know, although there is like the club kind of music, there is a lot of it that, you know, you can listen to when you're at home, you know, doing your laundry, everything. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a good one. I always play an electro swing gig every New Year's Eve and people get super dressed up.
It's
stunning to see.
Definitely, yeah, and it tends to be one of those ones, it's slightly cringe sometimes when you do the whole Great Gatsby New Year's Eve thing, but as you say, it does seem to be like everybody kind of, you know, as you say, a bit of jazz hands, obviously we're on the radio, so you can't see Eliza doing the kind of jazz hands there, so.
Yeah,
so
I'm a secret jazz hander.
Everybody loves the jazz hands.
That's so funny. So talk to me about what you're up to at the moment music-wise.
Oh my gosh, what aren't I up to? There is like so much going on. As you said in my little intro, it was a bit of a mouthful there. My DJ, producer, promoter, radio show host. I've also just launched a Women in Music project, kind of specifically relating to electro swing and the kind of vintage inspired music genres. So that's supporting artists all the way around the world. So we're doing like online events, some radio show takeovers through Prohibition, which is my events brand. And also, which is really exciting, in 2021, we're going to be releasing an album of the Swing Sisters tracks. So yeah, watch that space on that one. So on my own personal music journey, I've been taking a lot of time to write music, and also really kind of like touching on other genres that I like, because although I'm best known for electro swing, I've got so much else going on. So I've been really trying to like bring all those other genres into tracks and make them kind of really interesting. So yeah, there we go.
Wow. I mean, yeah, where do we even start with that? So Swing Sisters, I saw there was, so that's the radio show. It seemed to be an album, right?
Yeah, so well, Swing Sisters, I guess for people that don't know, so it's a kind of concept. So Swing Sisters, as it kind of name suggests, it's female electro swing artists. That's come about through my own brand, which is Prohibition. So that started back in 2013, which is a events, radio, and recently a record label. So that's kind of joining, piggybacking on the back of Prohibition to really kind of push female artists. So yeah, it's exciting.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I don't really know. I can't really think. I mean, when I think of electro swing, I think of you. I don't
thanks.
For women, I mean, it must be. Mm-hmm. I mean, are there a lot of electro swing artists that are female out there?
So there's a few. I mean, electro swing as itself is quite an interesting genre, because if you, for example, if you compare it to tech house, like we have done already, tech house would predominantly kind of be the producers. Now in electro swing, it's very much, there's a great aspect of live music and electro swing. So there are quite a lot of female singers, singer-songwriters. There are a few producers, and in the UK specifically, there aren't that many DJs, but we're working on it. So as I said, it's very much not just a DJ and producer, it's very much encompassing all the kind of aspects of live and everything in the project. So
that is really cool. That's quite unique. So there's not really many kind of other genres that are doing that. It's very much
exactly
a producer vibe, or a DJ that turns into a producer.
Yeah.
Or producers that are forced to DJ who don't really
exactly. Yeah. So from that perspective, it's a really, really cool. I mean, it also makes it quite a challenging genre to produce, because a bit of insight into electro swing, as you say, it encompasses live. So as a producer, that can be quite challenging. You either go down the route of trying to recreate the vintage sound using synths, or you go down the route of kind of using live musicians. So yeah, it's a really exciting genre, and I said it's a shame that it has got a lot of bad press, because it's got a lot to offer.
Yeah, I actually personally believe it's just not the right timing for electro swing. That it's you know, very similar to, I mean, drum and bass used to be really underground, and then it became quite commercial, went back down to being underground. Electro swing just hasn't quite made that leap up yet, but everyone loves it.
So yeah, I definitely.
It's all about timing. Watch this space, people.
Exactly.
It's going to be out. You heard it here.
To be fair, 2020 should have been the year for electro swing. You know, I mean, it's the 20s again. It was all set to be this big old singing or dancing year, and it just failed because of COVID. But hey ho. Yeah, boo to that.
2021. So, have you got any Prohibition events in the bag, or penciled in, or in the dream pipeline?
There's plenty in the dream pipeline, whether they'll actually happen or not. I mean, Prohibition celebrates its birthday in March. Normally by now I'd be gearing up to kind of, you know, launch a big old singing or dancing event, but it's very much watch this space. I mean, we do still have we do an annual boat party, so on a canal boat in Manchester every year. We do something, obviously 2020 that didn't happen, but we do have it in the diary for July 2021, so hopefully it'll happen, but we don't know. So yeah, watch your space.
Well, fingers crossed everything will be back up and running by July. I've seen quite a few promotional posts for events and stuff for March from the UK kind of
end. Yeah,
it's in Europe, so I'm like, okay, cool. So people are starting to plan. Positivity's out there.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's all you can do, isn't it? You got to stay positive, and you know, if it happens, it happens. If not, we, you know, I've kind of adapted with Prohibition and even my own DJ sets as well. Obviously, you mentioned we're going to talk about the vintage jukebox, but we're kind of moving everything online. So we've just done, well, coming up actually this Saturday night. Obviously, that might not be the case because this podcast is probably going to go out after that. But yeah, on the 19th of December, there was the Swing Sisters online event. So
that's cool. What I can do is put a link to that so people can watch it again once they listen to this.
That would be great. Thank you.
Probably going to be January. Sorry, man.
Yeah, that's fine. I know what it's like. I've just literally just recorded my podcast for January yesterday. So it gets really confusing because you're trying to talk in the present time, but about stuff that might not or may have happened. So,
yeah, I tell you what, I'm so glad that I'm ahead of the game podcasting. You must be the same, just because it's so much work. Who knows,
Oh, absolutely. It's never ending. You get one out of the way, then it's like, right, straight on to another. And then,
what is it? The artwork, the socials, the MailChimp. Like, I'm getting a bit of a ninja at it now, but
I love it.
I was like all fingers and thumbs, making sure things are going out at the right time in the right order.
Exactly.
Tell me now. But you must find it's like streamlining with anything, isn't it, once you get used to it?
Yeah, exactly. As you say, it's kind of getting those processes in place that kind of work for you. That's a big challenge of mine as a person. I'm not a naturally organized person. So yeah, especially working for yourself, you've got all these plates that you've got to juggle, and it's just trying to get them all to not drop. It's hard work.
How did we ever do gigs and do this at the same time? I don't know.
Do you know what? I don't know. I think it's going to be a proper shock when everything kind of like jumps back into life again, and we've got to go back to the real world.
and actually not get home till like 4 or 5 in the morning. I got my pyjamas on at 5 p.m. most nights at the moment. Like,
no. I know, it's going to be such a shock. I don't think I'm going to be ready for it. I'm going to have to go to training and like start staying up late and like gradually get myself back into it.
Yeah, start drinking shots and staying up late.
Exactly.
So Vintage Jukebox, what's going on with that? Let's know right from the start. Let's know everything about it.
Yeah, sure. So the Vintage Jukebox is my Saturday night live stream. So obviously when kind of like in-person gigs disappeared, I had a bit of a time when I was kind of like Carl Cox and his cabin fever. I was doing kind of various different live streams, kind of like delving into my other love. So I did like a trance one, a techno, a psytrance, all that kinds of stuff. But I was like, you know what, I could probably do with getting something kind of consistent going out to keep the electro swing fans happy. So yeah, that's how Vintage Jukebox kind of came about. And as you know yourself, it's quite hard thinking up names of stuff because everyone's already done it. So I was like, Vintage Jukebox kind of sounded cool. So yeah, it's just me. I kind of set up like a little nightclub setup in my home. I'm quite fortunate enough to have like a DJ booth and all my speakers and lights and everything, a projector. So it's kind of like bringing that nightclub experience to people at home and a bit of interaction on the mic and yeah, just 2 hours of kind of electro swing and happy tunes.
Amazing. What time is that on Saturday?
So that's a Saturday night, so it's 7 till 9 UK time. And that is on Facebook, Mixcloud and YouTube / DJ McClure.
Oh, amazing. And actually, I think if anybody's intrigued, you normally have some pretty cool kind of artwork floating around, cartoons, stuff. Love it.
Yes, I do. So I'm a big kid at heart. I love cartoons, and to me also kind of like, it's quite interesting. I do my own podcast, and I was chatting to a female DJ called Tulu Good Times actually, and she got into electro swing through the classic cartoons like Tom and Jerry and everything that kind of had those kind of swinging kind of soundtracks. So it kind of just seems to fit really well. So yeah, I have like cartoons and a bit of swing dance going and anything else that's kind of retro that I can find to throw into the mix.
And how do you find the whole live streaming side of things? Was it easy to start with
No, it wasn't easy to start with. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It wasn't easy. It's like, you're kind of all of a sudden really kind of starting back from ground zero because you've got to learn how to set it all up properly. You've got to think about all the different streaming platforms because they all have different bit rates. And obviously it's a bit funny going from playing in a club to just being in your own front room and like having to still give off that energy as if you're in a live kind of performance capacity. So it was a little bit challenging, but you know what? I've just embraced it because I think that's what you've got to do with these things. People either sink or swim, and I swam. So happy days.
Yeah, I think that's very true, actually. I mean, a lot of I speak to a lot of women in the industry, as I'm probably to yourself, and a lot of people have just thrown in the towel, like, fuck it. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to do it. Not sure where they're going to be going moving forwards. And then I speak to other people, you know, like yourself and mm-hmm. other women in the industry, and they've evolved. And it's like they've completely changed their look on things or redone things, and they're going in a different direction, and it's working. So
exactly.
It is like do or die, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's been a really interesting time, and you know, it's kind of been character building. But for my own personal experiences of the whole COVID thing, I've really just turned the negative into a positive. Really, it's given me so much more time to really focus on myself and my brand and things that kind of got neglected when I was gigging all the time. So, I, for my personal opinion, it's actually been really exciting.
Yeah.
So it's a shame that not everyone's been able to do that. But do you know what? Everyone has their own reasons, and hopefully the people that have fallen by the wayside will be able to kind of pick it back up at a later date.
Yeah, and actually, there's no shame in having a bit of time off to do something different.
Absolutely.
There's almost like rekindles your love for music. I think that's
some people. Definitely.
But like you, just getting your admin, DJ admin. Oh my god.
Oh gosh, yeah. For those people watching that aren't a DJ, it's not all glitz and glam. There is so much more to it. There's a lot of boring stuff that you have to do, but it's all part and parcel of it. So
yeah. Don't you find that when you're gigging full time, you always need like a double, somebody to do all the life admin malarkey, somebody just to do your general housework, and somebody just to help you with everything else that's going on for the gig.
Oh gosh, yeah, that would be a dream. I have like four of me all at once doing everything.
Or like secret octopus arms, like,
yeah, I love it. Yeah, definitely. That would be cool.
Making toast. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
So I saw on Spotify, I've been following you on Spotify, and actually uh-huh. I really enjoyed your I was really kind of inspired by your post about the Spotify stats.
Ah, yes.
You blanked it all out. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not too afraid to say that, you know, I've come across things on social media and as an artist that I've really struggled with in terms of mental health. You know, I think comparison culture, and as human beings, we naturally compare ourselves to other people. And it's really hard to do that. And I just didn't want to be, I didn't want to contribute to that. I know that I've done well. I know my stats, and I didn't feel the need to kind of like shove them in front of everybody else, because I think it can be really damaging. And off the back of that post I put up, there were a few people that actually came forward and said, you know what, that's what I've been thinking for a long time, but I've just not been brave enough to say it. So hopefully by me doing that, I mean, obviously I'm not like a massive influencer, but if you could influence a handful of people and then they go on to do the same, I think it's a real positive thing, because it's just come off the back of Spotify saying, you know, this is what you should do, and people kind of follow it. I'm not saying that each to their own. If people want to share the stats, then that's absolutely fine, but I just didn't feel the need to.
Yeah, no, I think it's good to kind of keep, well, it's nice to keep some stuff to yourself. Obviously, I mean, if you are super proud of your stats, go ahead and put them out there. But mm-hmm. there's this huge like comparison culture with social media that's destroying a lot of people's lives.
Exactly.
And actually, by you doing what you did by blanking out the stats and explaining why, it's like a domino effect, isn't it? You know,
if yeah.
you somebody else to make them think that actually I don't need to do this and I can just carry on fighting the good fight, then that's cool.
Exactly. And do you know what? It was a shame to see some people reacting to it in a negative way, like saying that I was like overthinking it. And you know, it's like, why say that? I don't know. It's everyone's got their own opinions. And I said, yeah, social media is a really powerful tool. It's great in some ways, but in a lot of respects, it's not. Like, obviously, there's been this story all over the press recently of Jesse from Little Mix that's actually had to quit the band. I'm not afraid to say that I absolutely love Little Mix. I love what they stand for. You know, they've got real girl power going on. I watched their kind of show that they did on BBC recently, which was like using their platform to give other acts other opportunities. And they were just real people. And it's such a shame that people have forced her to do that. And that's on a larger scale, but it's, you know, it goes right through from top to bottom, and it's,
disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And just even people's negative comments, it's just not helpful. If you don't have something helpful or positive to say, just keep it to yourself, you know.
Exactly.
And I know, you know, a lot of time people write a message. Everybody's entitled to a bad day and entitled to be a keyboard warrior at some point off the back of a bad day. But there are people out there that are doing it just for fun. And this whole thing with Little Mix is just shocking.
It's awful.
You know, and I really, hats off to her. And it's disgusting, really, because, you know, they're like the new Spice Girls. Like, come on.
I know. You know, they're not everyone's cup of tea. Obviously, it's commercial, but people need to see the bigger picture, as you say, you know, what they stand for and what they've been inspiring people to do. And, you know, as a DJ and a producer or an artist, it takes a lot to put your music out there. And I think people don't always see these people as real people. They just see them as this, you know, pop star that's got this really thick skin, but it's not true. You know, these things hurt. So, yeah, people that troll and write negative things, they really just need to take a step back and, you know, really think about who they're speaking to.
Yeah, take a step back and maybe a walk outside and away.
Yeah, a walk outside. And I find it really sad, though, because, I mean, you know, bullying. I got bullied at school and I still carry those scars mentally. You don't get rid of them, and it's bullying at the end of the day. And generally bullies are people that have got issues that they haven't dealt with, and they're taking them out on other people. So... I don't know. Yeah, I could go on forever ranting about that. I'll get off my soapbox.
No, it's true though, isn't it? It's the horrible side to fame, isn't it? And even just a normal DJ. I was playing out at a venue in Europe. I won't name any names, but some guy just booed me the whole time. And then I got back to my room and I was like, oh my god. And the next day I was like, right, can somebody plug me a mic in, please, just in case? And I was like, excuse me, I'm going to stop the music. I'm out with him on the mic. And I was like, what they think I'm doing, you know, whether it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yeah.
I was ready for him, but I was like, oh my God. Right, bring it on, mate. I've got the mic.
Exactly.
I'm in charge now.
Absolutely. You tell him who's boss.
So funny. But anyway, let's move on from the whole bullying negativity
stuff. Exactly. Let's talk about something positive.
Yeah, we are. Let's go. So talk to me about your Patreon.
Patreon, who knows? It's a funny word.
I was Facebook stalking you like I do with everybody who comes
here. Yeah.
And I saw your link tree, which if anybody wants to know is on your Facebook page.
Thank you.
And I was like, what is this link? Tell us about this. Is genius. This is anything like this from another artist, like kind of on our level. It's fabulous. So delve in.
Yeah, sure. So Patreon, actually, I stumbled across it from a lovely chap who produces chat pop. He's a proper character called Professor Elemental, and he's had a Patreon for quite some time. So I joined his little community just to find out, you know, what it's all about. And basically, it's I guess you could best describe it as a fan club split into different tiers. So people get different kind of rewards. So you can get kind of tunes released before other people get them, or I've just actually done an exclusive track for my Patreon. So I did like two Christmas tracks this week. Yeah, one went to them and one went to the public. So yeah, it's just a cool way of interacting with your fans, getting to know them. They support you, you can get them involved in kind of like ideas. You know, they can choose kind of concept for mixes and all kinds of stuff. And my Patreon tiers are split, are named after cartoon characters, unsurprisingly, because I love cartoons. So we've got Betty Boop, we've got Minions, we've got SpongeBob and Patrick, because they're my absolute heroes. And it's just a bit of fun, but at the same time, it's just a glorified fan club, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Okay, so but let's talk about the tiers. So what's the entry level? I mean, is it done monthly or what, isn't it?
I think my bottom tier is like $3 a month, and that's just like the basic one where people get access to, they call it like a Patreon feed. So it's just like, you know, different stories and stuff get posted in there. And then they go right up to like, I think it's like $250 is like the big one, which you got like absolutely Everything basically. I'll come around and cook you dinner if you want to give me $250 a month. So it's just, yeah, they're just split into different levels. There's one, it's like about $20 a month, and then they get like a free gift. So I've just sent out like a lovely t-shirt, a McClure branded t-shirt to the people that are in that tier. And after 3 months of being in the community, I've got some little mini me Emma Claire stickers. I don't, you obviously it's radio, so you, but you can't see it. But a lady called Madame Misfit designed me a super cute little mini me with my blue hair and everything. So I've got some little stickers and stuff that get sent out, along with a little thank you postcard with my mugshot on there. So
amazing. I mean, this is a great way of supporting artists, supporting you, especially during COVID when there are no gigs, or, you know, even moving forward. I think it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is a lot of work. My community is fairly small at the moment, so there is a lot of work that you have to do to kind of nurture those people. Obviously, these people are spending their hard-earned cash on you, so they expect something back from you. But it is really nice, it's really rewarding, and if you do it right, you can get a lot out of it. And if people are thinking about kind of setting up a Patreon, it's a good idea to kind of go and find some artists on there that are doing a similar thing to you, kind of go and join their community, see what they're doing, and then they'll support you back. And that's a good mantra for music in general: support others and they'll support you.
Yeah, 100%. Be nice, support others, network, and people will support you back.
Exactly.
As long as you're not a dickhead.
No, yeah. Be nice. So, yeah,
people want to check it out and check out other artists, it's patreon.com, which is patreon.com. And
that's
then for
right.
you, it's / Emma Claire.
Yep.
No E.
That's right. Yeah, Claire without an E.
Danny, don't make that mistake, people.
Exactly. Very important. You might get somebody completely random and nothing related to me. But to be fair, you won't be able to miss me. Just look for the blue hat and you shall see me.
So what's on the agenda for Christmas for you? Are you celebrating? Where in the UK are you now? You're Manchester.
So I'm based in Manchester. Now, ordinarily, this time of year, I would be running around looking rather stressed, having done like gazillions of gigs. There's none of that this year. So it would be, you know, it's like, great, I've got all this time off, I can have a Christmas. Oh no, wait, we're in lockdown. So Christmas Day, I'll be, I know, it's a blessing and a curse, isn't it? So Christmas Day, I'll be going to see my family. Christmas Eve, I'm going to do a little special festive vintage jukebox. That's 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. So I'm going to play some nice little festive inspired electro swing and just, yeah, have a bit of a mince pie and a glass of sherry and toast the end of the year with my supporters. And yeah, I'm hopefully just going to sit around in my onesie, eat chocolate and watch Christmas films. I've just bought a penguin onesie. I've never had a onesie before. I've always kind of sort of seen them as a bit chubby, but I saw one in the shops. So I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It dressed as a penguin. It's all fluffy. So I'm just going to sit in that.
That's brilliant. I mean, yeah, this time of the year is mental. Winter season for me is usually just hectic. I would never have any time to do this.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, actually, yeah, winter season. I'm meant to be going snowboarding, actually, which is rather exciting, on the 31st of January to Bulgaria. But will we make it? Who knows? Watch this space. It all depends. Try not to get excited, but it hopefully it'll happen.
France, the old French poos are saying 20th of January for bars, restaurants and ski slopes. So, mate, you could be in.
Fingers crossed, hopefully.
Yeah. I've been doing quite a bit of snowshoeing recently, but they've now put a stop on that, of course.
Oh, no.
Also, we had fun sponges. So,
fun sponge, love that.
Isn't it? Like, what's next? But, looking forward to a nice Christmas with the family here. And then onwards to like winter season, snowboarding, fun, maybe gigs
for you exactly. As well, hopefully, I'm just sitting here waiting. I'm meant to be well, this 2020, I was meant to be playing at Bates Love Festival, which is in near Czech Republic. That didn't happen, but it should be happening. Hopefully, it'll be happening in 2021. So that's a bit nice to look forward to. But as it's just, you don't really look forward to anything, because if you look forward to it, you just get upset if it doesn't happen. So we shall see. Who knows? Will it be gigging? I don't know. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Mate, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. People want to catch up with you, you're just Emma Claire. EmmaClaireDJ.com, isn't it, for your website?
Yeah, DJEmmaClaire.com. All my social media handles are DJEmmaClaire. Like, I generally, on flyers and everything, all my productions, it's Emma Claire, but there's quite a few Emma Claires, and there's a girl, actually, she's like an acoustic artist called Emma Claire, and some of my music, when I first started producing, got linked to her pages. So for ease of finding me, it's DJ Emma Claire, without an E.
DJ Emma Claire, without an E.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and let's hopefully catch up again after COVID, like let's say like March, April times.
Yeah, let's do it. It's been an absolute pleasure, and it's nice to be on the other side of the interviewer's chair for once. I know it's normally me asking the questions, so it's been lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
Brilliant. Well, take care, have a nice evening, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you very much.
See you later. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Hustle, industry advice for women in music. Thanks again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please, please, please follow, subscribe, rate, and give us a review. Help us to move up in the iTunes chart so that we can bring you more and more amazing guests. Thanks again. For more info on what we're up to, please check out our website, www.goodvibesonlymusic.com. Peace, love, and good vibes always. See you next week.